This is Passion for Your Passions, a podcast about what makes life worth living. I'm Julie.
And I'm Krista. And on this episode, we're talking about Batman.
I think I know what your cold opener is going to be.
Yeah, because it's about wandering around in this room.
Yeah, apologies for extra noise.
Knocking over things and
hopping.
Being a lot. Yeah, so I got a kitten, and she's very cute. And, I mean, it's going well so far. I will say it's, like, day 3 or 4 of me having a kitten. And she's an older kitten, too. She's, like, 7 months.
She lanky.
Yeah. So she's still got kitten-y qualities. She's, like, kneading a lot, which I just kind of find funny because it's like, why are you doing that with your paws? Stop.
Yeah, she just looks at you and stretches out and starts kneading.
Yeah, like, well, hey. she'll be kneading when she's walking. She's, like, mm-hmm. walking and kneading, and I'm like, stop. Your paws can be straight. It's fine.
Kiki still does that. Kiki will stand in place and kind of, like, knead when she's nervous.
Well, I mean, it's not, I know cats knead, but it's like she does it constantly. I don't know if it's because she's still not really used to here. I don't know. But she's doing well. I have 2 other cats. The bigger one, he wasn't the most happy, but he's fine. Like, I think he's still a little confused, basically. He will, like, hiss at her on occasion, but, like, not really. The other one is straight up pissed.
Like, she's not the baby anymore.
Yeah, like, she hisses, she's not happy, she'll leave. I don't know if she'll ever be okay, to be honest.
Yeah, the females usually don't accept it, like, at all. That's what happened when I had the third cat for all of, you know, 6 months. Kiki was just like, not in my fucking house. Like, she would beat the shit out of her. And the kitten was twice her weight. So I'm like, you can fight back. And she'd just be like, God, no. Like, just take it. I'm like, she is 4 pounds. You're 8. You can do something about this. And she'd just be like, ah, like, just so upset. I'm like, I'm not going to help you. You're being dumb.
I mean, right now, I've been keeping the kitten locked up in the office area, which is why you, like Julie said, you might hear some noises and things and her, like, running around and doing backflips and all that. But mainly the reason why I'm keeping her in here for now is because she is kind of small. And until, like, I get a fair amount of good trust with her, it's like, I just want you to be in a spot. Like, well, okay, so one of the things that keeps happening is when I do let her out of this room, she goes somewhere and I don't know where it is. She just completely disappears, which is just something I'm not comfortable with right at this moment.
And she's gone.
It's like, I need to at least know where you are for now until I completely trust you.
And now she's trying to hide in the books.
Yes. But basically, I was telling you the story, but basically I went to a cat cafe, which is interesting in the land of the corn. This is not the most common thing, but I had some friends and they wanted to do some stuff. So we decided to go to this cat cafe. I saw her, and except for, like, breeded cats, she's, like, my perfect kind of cat because I really love calicos, but I love the calicos that have the white, like, a lot of white. And so when I saw her, it was basically just like,
you're the one.
That's my cat.
Forever.
So, yeah. So now I have my cat.
Cat. Your dream cat.
My dream cat. Well, except for, like, you know.
A Tonkinese or something dramatic, or a ragdoll.
Yeah, I think, a ragdoll. I think that was what I was going to say. It's like a ragdoll is, like, my...
That's basically what Fluff is, the monster.
I thought he was, like, a Siberian, or...
I think he is a Siberian, but he might be part ragdoll. He's got a little derp face, like a little ragdoll.
When you hold him, does he?
He does. I'm like, what I do is I lean back and he just lays on me. And he's like, I'm done with this now. Fuss.
Yeah. I would love either a ragdoll, or I do really like the munchkin cats, but it's also kind of weird with the munchkin cats because I don't want to, like, encourage it because it's not good for them.
It's not a good thing. I really want a Somali. They're little fox cats. They're bright red. And they have a really cute meal.
I also want a fox. I wish that I had, like, property so I could just have foxes.
They make horrible noises. Otherwise, I would get one. I'm like, I don't want to be woken up by nightmare sounds. Thank you.
It's funny because there's this lady I'll watch on YouTube and she has foxes and she'll like pet them and you'll hear them.
And you're like, what the hell? Like,
it's just, it's weird. It's so bizarre. It's like, why this noise?
Well, they'll make it at night around where I live, and it's like, children dying? No fox. I saw a fox this morning, actually.
I saw a fox over here, which was weird.
What you want?
Not in my neighborhood, but like near my neighborhood. It's somewhat busy here. So it was very, I haven't really ever seen a fox, like, in the more rural area where we live. So it was like, why here? Mm-hmm. But speaking of, you know, murder and children dying, this episode is about Batman.
Batman Space. This is a recording. Before you trip over your cape, Batman, riddle me this.
Why are you talking like that?
It's a bad voice. It's a bad.
Really kind of goes against the whole dark Batman thing.
Are you kidding me? I worked on that like all day. I was like bad sonar, high, squeaky.
It's not scary. It's silly.
What the hell are you supposed to be?
I'm vengeance.
Holy rusted metal, Batman!
Huh?
The ground, it's all metal. It's full of holes, you know? Holy!
Oh.
Which, you know... Maybe not the children dying part. In fact, that is the opposite. Well, that's the opposite of Batman's plight.
There's the other vein where it's Thomas Wayne becomes Batman. And he uses guns. Sorry.
Because, yeah.
Because why not?
Because when you're a child and you watch your family get murdered, you're like, I can't kill people. But when you're an adult and you watch your child get murdered, you're like
people need to die.
Yeah, that's the difference.
That is the difference. Maturity right there. Now you know.
So what is it that you want to talk about, Batman? Why this episode?
Well, I feel like it's overdue, and with the movie being out, it's been a subject that's been rotating around, so I figured I should give you some of my credentials and then rip apart that stupid fucking movie for you. Plot.
What, what are your credentials? The fact that you have a Batman room?
I mean, who does, other than I, have a Batman room and other Batman-esque batty people? Sorry, kitten. Well, hello.
Okay.
She's purring into the...
Just purring into the microphone.
Are you gonna get on my lap? That's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
She says, I want to be a part of this episode. I have opinions about Batman.
Do you know?
Why not Catman?
That's Catwoman.
Well, there is fairly odd parents. There's Catman, who is Adam West.
Adam West played Catman, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Hi. We're distracted if you can't tell everybody. Nope.
It's fine. She can be in the episode on and off as she wishes.
Little bony girl.
I know. She needs to eat more cans of cat food, right? Yeah, just lay.
Yeah, just lay there.
Be a part on this cord.
Be a part of the team. Okay. So anyway, I do have a Batman room. It is themed after The Dark Knight mostly. There's a lot of comic-esque parts of it because I have been a fan of Batman since... Pretty much since I was born, because the Batman Returns came out the year I was born. And those are the VHSs I burned out.
So this was something I was going to ask about, actually, is how, I guess, this started for you. Is just because of these movies? Or, like, was it something that your brothers were super into? Or, like, you were kind of into it and it just, like, happened more over time? Or...
Well, it's super weird. So the first... of the old time series, so I'm talking the first movie with Jack Nicholson as Joker, my brothers burned out before I was old enough to like realize, you know, what was going on the TV. So I don't remember that movie. Why? Sorry, I got attacked. I don't remember that movie growing up at all. I watched it when I got older, but I watched Batman Returns until that VHS burned out. And this was out without my brothers. Like, I'm sure they watched them, but I do not remember watching them with them. So I watched that one, and I watched Batman Forever a lot. I was obsessed with Poison Ivy, as you can guess. And so that really, I think Poison Ivy, I was Poison Ivy when I was like 10 or something. I did her for Halloween. Like, I was quoting these movies. I was watching them on a daily basis. Pretty much I burned out those VHSs. So... those are what created my love of Batman.
Hi. And Arnold Schwarzenegger ice puns.
Mr. Freeze.
Yes. I just honestly, I want him to be always Mr. Freeze.
I mean, who wouldn't? I was always, my favorite pun was, holy rusted metal, Batman. What, Robin? The metal, it's all holy. Like, just, the cadence of that is so horrible. Like, and I just love it. Are you gonna?
I think, like, the big thing for me is I just love that Mr. Freeze only talks in ice puns. Like, it's just, like, his whole entire character arc. And it's just like, yeah, you put your wife on freeze.
Yeah, this was necessary.
Yep. Cool. Yeah, cool. And this is who you are, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess apparently when you become an ice person, it just kind of makes you, it makes you develop ice puns.
There's so many ice characters in DC. Yeah, whenever there's, like, the animated series, there's always, like, the freeze people all link up in the jail cells and stuff. It's so stupid.
And they freeze everything.
Well, it's like Jack Frost is always the dumb one. I'm not going to remember all their names. There's a female that's, attacking my foot.
Yeah, there is a female that's attacking her foot. Yeah, because I know that there's Mr. Freeze, and then there's,
Ice Queen, or...
There's the one who was in Injustice, who's Mr. Snart, or whatever. Yeah. I don't remember which one he is, but you can make him into Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, so there's, like, anyway, a whole list of them. Mr. Freeze is usually like, I hate you guys, but...
But I'm here because we're the ice people.
We're the ice guys, you know.
I wish I wasn't, to be honest.
I'm being square. And of course, Marple has the, like, X-Men that are freeze people. And just, and the list goes on. Everybody has frost powers. So, but, yeah, Poison Ivy was the shit. And then I do remember Val Kilmer was, like, my favorite Batman when I was young. It was just, he was so serious. He was very smart and very serious, and how his interactions with Jim Carrey as a Riddler I really liked. So I do remember that, and that always surprises people that I'm like, Val Kilmer was my Batman back in the day. Don't know why. Just as a kid, that's the one I liked.
Did you have feelings about George Clooney?
I don't, like, it was indifferent, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, I liked Val Kilmer, and I definitely liked Nicole Kidman, so. Not okay, as Batman, fair. Obviously, but...
So then, if you were going to recommend somebody to watch any Batman or read any Batman or whatever Batman content, where would you start?
That's kind of hard. I guess Batman is so prolific that it's hard to just start people on a Batman, because it's like, no doubt you've heard a Batman fan or seen in passing some Batman something. Even if you've been trying to avoid it, it's like impossible to avoid. Anyway. So I guess I'll put it this way. If you're someone who just doesn't get it, you've seen some Batmans or heard and you're just like, what? Why do people care about this so much? You know the story of Batman. Everyone fucking does. Just like everyone knows the story of Spider-Man. You don't need to watch an Origins or Begins or any of that crap. Okay, if you already know. So I would definitely say you should watch The Dark Knight.
And if you don't know, let me spoil it for you. Batman's parents die.
Pearls fall. It's aggressive for no reason. And
he is traumatized.
And then he likes bats.
Yeah.
And that's his persona. So yeah, I would definitely say watch The Dark Knight. You get to see Heath Ledger's Joker. The music is expert, like, just top-notch music. The director is amazing for it. I don't love Christian Bale as Batman, but everything else, I don't like him as Batman. I like him as Bruce Wayne, and he does spend most of his time as Bruce Wayne. So that all works out. And in case you didn't know, Bruce Wayne and Batman are the same. I'm assuming you did, but... So I would definitely say go there. And if you really liked that, but you find a hard time trying to delve even more into it, the animated movies are Topps Bluebee, so you should definitely go there.
Which one of those do you recommend? Do you have, like, one that's your favorite? Or...
I have ones that are my favorite, but they're not Batman movies, but I love Batman in them because he just cracks me up. Because he's notorious for taking himself way too seriously. So when movies either play on that or do the opposite, I find it especially hilarious. So I've talked about it before when I talked about DC. There's Justice League versus Teen Titans. Batman, as soon as they realize, like, the superheroes are getting taken over, Batman's like, you couldn't kill me, and paralyzes himself. Like, Jesus, Batman, you don't even have any fucking powers. Like, just calm down. I don't think an alien race taking over you is going to be like, I know his entire stratagem stuff. No, they're going to use your body as a meat shield. Just calm down. Like,
well, The other one, like, I was gonna recommend too, is if you want something that's like a little bit less serious than The Dark Knight, I did really like Lego Batman.
It's not bad. Yeah.
I think, like, I mean, it's different, obviously. It's not, like, the most serious version of Batman, just, like, God, the story. But, like, it does a good job of doing some of the Batman tropes and, like, making fun of them in a way that's not completely making fun of them.
Yeah, there's a Constantine movie. I think it's called, like, Dark Matter. I'm gonna have to look it up. But there's a Batman Constantine movie, and that one's pretty great. Because it's about magic, and Batman's essentially like, I don't do magic, so I have no idea what the fuck is going on. And he just, like, follows around Constantine, grumbling, like,
I would love it if it was just, like, Batman's like, I don't believe in magic.
He essentially does at the beginning, and they're like, that's cool, this whole thing's about magic, and he's like, grumble, grumble. Like, he just doesn't like it the entire time.
I do not believe in magic, I'm just following you, yeah, because
like,
I must.
This is where the evil stuff is, so I guess I'm with you. Like,
I want to kick a demon's ass, but I don't believe it's a demon.
But I don't believe in that, so it is very funny, though. I do not recommend Batman Ninja, or Ninja Batman, whatever order it's in. It's very artistic, like, just watching it for the artistic appeal. 10 out of 10, super weird. But if you're trying to get a story at all, do not watch that. It is just, we're gonna take these dynasties and they're gonna fight. Why is one Joker? I don't know. Like, it's just going after it. And then I do not like The Killing Joke. It was like, the comic was supposed to be this huge big deal. It's one of the darkest comics that they have, and everybody was super excited. And it just, like, it just didn't do what I felt it needed to do. The beginning is beautiful. Like, they basically paint, like, all of it. Like, it's aesthetically pleasing, but overall it was a weak, pointless.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes some of that stuff is hard, you know? I think it's kind of like, it's like the Final Fantasy syndrome. Like, okay, when you're in that moment and you're that age and, like, there's nothing else like it and you play this game or, you know, you watch this thing and it's magical and it's this wonderful, beautiful moment, like, it, you know, you'll sit there and you'll recommend it to people forever, but it's, it, you know, things change and, like, you don't look at things with the same perspective anymore. And I believe The Killing Joke was like that.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, at the time, it was fresh and innovative, and so, like, I think people were just super, like, whoa. Like, that was Batman? My Batman?
It came out, like, 2018, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty recent.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the movie, but the
yeah,
comic.
Yeah, the movie, but the comic, yeah.
The comic's older.
Okay,
that's
like,
more, that's
wait
more
a
what
second.
I meant. Not the movie, the comic, but yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed, it's, like, the darkest one. But now they have the Batman Who Laughs, and that's the equivalent of, like, making the mouth of Sauron into a comic. And so it's all, like you said, kind of changes from what it was. Everyone loves the Red Mask. That's, like, everyone's favorite, because that one's dark in a good way. I don't want to say dark in a good way. That makes me sound like a serial killer. But it's dark in a way that's like, oh, damn. Like, you're watching it, and essentially, the Joker kills one of the Robins. He beats him to death with a fucking crowbar. Like, it's a rough thing. And instead of actually dying, he turns into the Red Mask and he starts fucking shit up, man. Like, he's like 0 to 10, does not care, gonna kill everybody because that's the only solution now. And that's pretty much everyone's favorite. The Phantasm. That one I find hilarious. That one was great back in the day, and now it's just, in retrospect, it's just funny. Like, you're just like, it's basically Scooby-Doo. Like,
yeah.
Like, what are we doing? So there's plenty. I'd say, like, if you really want to get into Batman, but you're not liking the latest live action, because Ben Affleck, why? And Robert Pattinson, why? Go to the animated. That's kind of what I said in the DC episode. Animated's where it's at.
Well, it's not going to be Ben Affleck anymore. Because, I mean, it's so stupid. Like, apparently, I don't know if you've heard this, but they're going to continue doing The Flash. Like, it has been made, and they're going to put it out. And I'm like, who is going to go see that at this point?
Like, Ezra Miller.
It's going to be such a flop. Like, I mean, I'm sure there will be some people who will see it. Like, I'm not going to say it's going to be nobody, but it's like, a majority of people are not going to go see that movie. But the point is, he's trash now.
We know now that he's trash, so.
Who's gonna go see The Flash? Please tell me. Like, I mean, even if you are the biggest fucking Flash fan ever, just go watch, like, just the animated stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Don't watch it, people.
Don't support him.
Don't support him. So, okay. Who and what and how would be your perfect Batman then? Like, do you have, like, anybody who you could think of as, like, casting? So, you know, like, I mean, like, for example, we're just talking about Ezra Miller. I mean, obviously not him. But, like, you know, there's good actors and there's bad actors. I mean, like, honestly, that's been kind of a weird thing lately. Because it feels like there's been a lot of actors that have just been kind of shitty. I mean, maybe that was always a thing and now it's just becoming a thing that's out there now. So it's like, who would you pick in this world?
I'm literally looking up tall, dark, and handsome actors.
Okay.
Because that's, you know, see what I can come up with.
Henry Cavill?
He's already Superman. I can't.
Oh, yeah, that would...
You can't You can't cross the streams, man.
You cannot be both.
You cannot be both. If you beefed him up just a bit, Cole Spruce.
Hmm. Okay.
He could definitely do Bruce Wayne. 100%. He'd be amazing Bruce Wayne. But it's always, that's always the problem, though, is you get one that's good at Batman and one that's good at Bruce Wayne, but they're never both. Like, they always have a weakness in one of those aspects. So I think if you beefed him up, he's a perfect Bruce Wayne.
That come directly to my mind. I kind of think, like, if you wanted to do, like, an African-American version of Batman, I think, like, Idris Elba would be cool, but, like...
He's too old now, though.
Yeah.
Unless you did, like, a Thomas Wayne old...
But, like, there's nobody else, like, in my mind who I'm like, yeah, that person.
I don't know him.
I know him. He seems a little young.
Well, yeah, I'm looking up young ones because it'd take him 5 years to fucking make it anyway. Yeah. Like, and we want to run it for a minute, so I was looking for
okay, under 30s. So there may be a couple people who are out there, but...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He would have to get beefy. Liam Hemsworth.
I think he could, though, because his brother...
Yeah.
Did.
They could train each other.
And he was, like... He... had the physique for Bruce Wayne in Hunger Games. So you only have to add, like, another 50 pounds to that.
Only.
Only.
You only have to eat just of only muscle. Chicken breast for days.
He physically looks just like I want him to, but he was already a Superman, so he can't.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that guy. Well,
that is.
Well, with that aside...
So I vote for Cole Spruce.
You mean Sprouse?
Sprouse, sorry. I vote for Cole Sprouse.
So then what would this perfect movie be like?
Okay. Okay, everybody. You can't take this idea away from me. So I'm trying to think of a way to, like, put this so that it doesn't get stolen.
Keep out the key details.
But that's part of the problem. Okay. So my main problem with Batman is they keep rebooting it. Just, like, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of getting a new Batman every 2 years. Like, it's just stupid. So, this is in my plan. If I ever publish books or publish anything and I have enough fame that I can do this, I will do this thing. So, first movie is going to be set like a gangster movie from, like, the 20s or so. You know, the popular era that I don't care about. Anyway. It will not feel anything like a Batman movie. You won't even know that it's a Batman movie. It will have a different city name, and it will be about Martha and Thomas, which they will never say Wayne. You're not going to hear the name Wayne or anything like that. And it will be about Maroni and Falcone and all these people that you just keep hearing about in these movies, but have no real concept of who they are, or minus just, like, crime mobsters, you know? It will be about their story and how, like, Thomas and Martha were a part of it and how they got out of it. And Martha also, Arkham is part of her family name. So it'll also start off like Arkham. And then at the end of the movie, they'll do this whole ceremony where they're going to rename the city to rebrand it. And they'll rebrand it to Gotham. And then immediately after is when Thomas and Martha get shot. And you know who did it. Like, you are connected as to why they got shot and who shot them. And it plays like a gangster movie. And then you'll see Gordon taking Bruce away. And that'll be the end of the first movie, okay? Second movie. I have a whole plan. Okay, so second movie, it'll be, like, 30 minutes of awkward Bruce, okay, where he's just like fucking everything up. It's super awkward and hilarious and just kind of like, yeah, he doesn't turn into Batman overnight. Like, he's gonna have his clumsy, horrible phase.
Him as a teenager.
Yeah, and it'll show Alfred kind of younger, like working with him and that kind of thing. And then it'll basically fast forward to him as Batman, and it'll be the night that he meets the first Robin, Grayson, Dick Grayson. So it'll be the night that he meets the first Robin and shows that whole trauma about Robin and everything, and then show Robin training like Batman did in the beginning, where it's just funny, awkward, and you see kind of Bruce have this bond with him and have like this emotional maturity through him. And the movie's about that Robin. And the movie after that will be about the next Robin, because the other Robins aren't getting screen time. And I really want Tim to get some screen time. I love Tim, and he doesn't get any. Okay, so the next movie's Batman will just be in the background. Like, he's not going to be the main point. It'll be about, like, turning into Nightwing or turning into the Red Mask and, like, doing all this stuff and showing the other villains and giving them more backlight. And then when that's all over, when all the Robins, when they're up to Damian, who's the worst of them all, when they've caught up to Damian, the next movie will reset. It'll be recorded when I record the first movie, okay? It'll reset, and it'll show Bruce getting killed. And it'll show this alternate timeline where it's Thomas Wayne that becomes Batman. Okay. Okay.
I feel like this is like the Charlie with the threads everywhere. Yes, 100%. Like, you have it all connected.
I do have it all done and connected, okay? So if anybody cares about me and wants this to be a thing, you have to make something I do popular that could be this, and then I will have enough recognition that I can create these for you.
And just drop.
Just bam.
Give you like $1 million.
Give you the best thing ever.
So you can make the first movie, and then
I have to make the first and the second movie, like, pretty... Or yeah. First and the last movie, like, really kind of at the same time. And then, yeah, do the rest. And then just, like, be silent for, like, 4 years. And then just drop that gem that's just like... And then fucking Thomas Wayne's Batman.
And now everything makes sense.
Now everything... Don't have to redo it ever again.
And now all of the threads on the board come into one.
Beautiful.
One beautiful object.
Awesome. In the background, you see the Robins, but they have a happy life because it's an alternate timeline.
Well, with all this being said, did you want to say anything about, I guess, the Robert Pattinson Batman? Or do you have any other, like ending things? Because I know you were saying that you wanted to give your feelings.
God, I hated that movie. Every part of it was just, like, tiny cuts. Like, it was horrible. Okay. Why is he so skinny and gothic and sad? All right, like, is Bruce a little broody? Sure. I'll give you that. Fair enough. He's not skinny. He's not like that. Okay, he doesn't have the gothic eyes at all times. And why is it, like, noir but not? The only good things about that, Catwoman, A+. Catwoman, she should have been Catwoman from the beginning. She did an amazing job. Loved every second of her, okay? Penguin had no idea that was Colin. I was like, what? Like, I watched the entire thing not knowing who played him, and then had to look it up and went, what? That being said, I don't really like how he was portrayed. I do prefer a more comical Penguin. Just, there's enough seriousness going around. They needed kind of the funny villain, I felt like. And they made both Riddler and him very serious. And I did not appreciate that. They should have made one of them kind of funny. I liked Riddler when he was conversing with Bruce. I liked his mentality. I liked how he spoke with Bruce. Did not agree with the extreme violent perspective, because that's like one comic strain that I didn't like. I like the Riddler who essentially kills people just by proximity. Like, it's, oh, it was in the plan. Not violently beating them to death. Like,
I'm gonna set up riddles for Batman, but if I happen to kill somebody along the way, cool.
It would just be like he'd use a cadaver or do something. Like, it was never a violent crime. Like, that wasn't 99% of the Riddler chains. It was not violent. And so I didn't like that. I didn't like the mask that he had. And what was with Ave Maria? Why was that playing randomly throughout the entire movie? That, like, there was no connection. It was just like, we're gonna play this because it's a city and they talk about church. And I'm like, why though? Like, that's not, there's nothing there. Like, I'm sure someone, some nerd somewhere is gonna talk to me about some comic strain about Ave Maria, some whatever. But I, like, Yeah. And not only that, all of the action sequences were very, like, gangster and poorly done. They were like, hey, the action's happening in the background, but look at Penguin's face. Isn't this great? And I fucking hate that. I don't really like gangster movies. I think that they have to be really good. So Westerns and gangsters have to be top tier for me to appreciate them. Right. So I don't care for the nuances of the weird shots and the long drawn out car rides and all that stupid shit. And then last complaint, because I know I have a million. Why at the end did they make a point to be so dramatic about this like electrical cord near the water? And then nothing happened. They literally spend like way too long, like, look at the electrical cord, implying, you know, if you jump in the water, you're going to get shocked. And then they just went, ah, never mind. Like, they just, yeah. They wasted all this time because it's a stupid gangster shot and I hate it. Like, it's a waste of my fucking time. Like, I just.
Ugh. The part that got me so much was the stupid part where Batman, like, gets in his car. And I think it's like he's like chasing the Penguin. I don't really remember. Whatever. He's chasing somebody. That fucking car, like, it was just so bad.
I know exactly what you're talking about,
that it was like, hilarious, and I just wanted to sit there and be dying.
Yeah, I was like, are you serious? I think I literally said, are you serious? Are you serious? Like, I just god.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely irritating from my perspective too, because like, you know, this is like something that I did appreciate about the earlier Batmans, and like, I think that you can have serious Batman if you want to do that, but, like, I do miss some of the less seriousness of Batman, you know, like I'll always talk about, for example, like, the Justice League cartoon, right, where, like, you know, Batman's serious or whatever, but then, like, there'll be times, like, his airplane will get exploded, he's fallen from the sky, and he's like, hey guys, I can't fly, I'm gonna die if nobody comes and gets me, you know, and, like, just, you know, his relationships with other people, or even, like, the fact of, like, the Joker being really stupid, or Poison Ivy, or all of these characters, and, you know, Batman Forever, yeah, okay, you could make the argument that it was, like, way too over-the-top goofy, but, you know, I think that there's a balance that could be done there, where it's, like, in the comics, like, you know, Riddler kind of is fucking weird.
Well, like, that's what I was saying, like, they had these villains, and they should have at least made one of them, like, the funny, weird, lighthearted one, and Riddler and Penguin, either one of those could have been used like that. And, I mean, in The Dark Knight, Bruce is a little funny, and Alfred's hilarious with him. Like, they have that lightheartedness that Marvel has nailed. Marvel does that very well, where they have all this serious, dark, heavy stuff and then just throw in a joke. Like,
well, I also think that DC has done that before, because, like, when Robert De Niro and, oh gosh, I always am so bad at
Joaquin.
Names. Who was Penguin? Why am I blanking?
Colin.
No. In the original Batman.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, so when Danny DeVito and, you know, like, all those people, like, because they had that, like, comic-iness, but it was also kind of creepy.
He was really creepy and dark, but then, you know, he pulls out the umbrella and he's like, ugh. like throws it because it's the one fucking thing that's not a weapon. He's like, god damn it.
Just. Or even, like, De Niro, too, like, with his Joker. Like, and you know, you could be, there's spins on all of this.
Oh, that's why you confused me, because you said De Niro, who's in the Joker movie, but you mean Jack Nicholson.
Yes,
I was like, that's why I was like, why did I go there?
I'm sorry, yeah, Jack Nicholson. I swear, I get very mixed up with names sometimes, but yeah, Jack Nicholson. yeah, like, his was kind of the same way, you know, like, he's very goofy and all this stuff, but there is, like, that
murdery
creepiness to it, and, like, basically, my point is that there's different ways to do Batman. It doesn't always have to be the super serious, like, brooding, everything is brooding type of Batman. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
Mix it up, guys.
Change it up. We got it. We figured it out. Like, I'll create the perfect series, don't you worry. They can fuck up as much as I want until I get around to it.
You gotta put one goofy character in there.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna have goofy moments all the time. It's just gonna be like the whole fact that Batman's not Goofy is gonna be funny. Where it's just like everyone else here is having a good time, Bruce. Like, what the fuck?
You're kind of a party pooper. You're
super rich, so you have no problems, eh? Like, I'm gonna play on the whole like 1% joke and be like, yeah, you should eat the rich. Wait a second, like Batman. Like, I think we need to discuss this in detail. You know, we can. I mean, they contribute. Like, on the next episode, we're talking about personality tests.
It's time to find out if Julie is a serial killer.
I mean, my mom always suspected. Everything would line up pretty nice.
If I was just a serial killer.
It's embarrassing, really. It's always funny when there's like prison scenes.
You okay?
What fell?
Her.
Oh. I thought something fell with her.
You are being a lot, you know that?
It's because we're not paying attention to her. Goop. Goober.
You're gonna make this video hard to edit.
Yeah. Damn it.
Okay.
What? Pink toes?
Definitely don't go on there. That's the one spot.
That's the one thing we can't. She's like, that's the one place I want to go.
I want to be there now.
We're going to have so many bloopers.
I want to be there now.
I want to be there. No. I want to go to there.